Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and the reason for it is I think the potential for us to grow is there. It's the greatest opportunity for growth. I mean, we already have 200 plus million fans here in the States, so we're not giving up on the States and continuing to expand here. But the international is just, it's an open market for us. We're introducing the game. We're sharing our game, and the fans are reacting to it in an extraordinary way. So we're excited about our potential. Yes, I do see 16 regular season games. I think that will happen sometime in the very near future.
Wow. 16 regular season international games, Roger Goodell says. 16. When's Canada on the list?
Yeah, you'd think. Did you see the Cincinnati Bengals claimed them as their international?
Yes.
So maybe the Bengals. You would think Canada in being, I mean, the Bills kind of were the first on that market.
Yep. When's Canada get in the actual regular rotation? Would that happen?
Like Vancouver? Like they should probably host the Seattle game.
As the NFL's, you know, going all these international spots, does Canada just wave and say like, hello?
Yeah, we'll take one.
And they have a league too, of course. 803-0550. Diana Racine reports she expects the Tush Push to effectively be banned.
Yeah.
We will see. It was tabled at the last owners' meetings in the interest of getting better language. So maybe
they
make it more clear. We'll see. Ron and Alden is next up. Hey, Ron, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I guess I'm a little confused about the possible change of playoff format. And if you win your division, you're guaranteed to make the playoffs either way, right? But you're not guaranteed a home game. And that's all my question is. Thank you.
Yes, you would still make the playoffs if you win your division. Okay. Thanks, Ron. Yeah.
Yep.
Winning your division would mean you make the playoffs.
You just are not guaranteed a home game like at current. That's really it. That's the only thing they're voting on is
right.
Winning the division isn't the only reason you have a home game. It would be by record, which they do for everything else, including division winners.
The Tush Push. So you got Rossini on that? What was it? The Competition Committee and the Player Safety Committee?
Both voted to ban it.
Now, on the Player Safety Committee, you just have, like, people that are... To me, that was always the toughest part of this. As McDermott was front and center trying to make the point about player safety
as being the main reason, yeah.
Yeah, that was always a little bit of a tough sell. Maybe the league felt like it had to go that way to convince people, but I don't know. It never really made sense to me. Without the actual evidence. You're going to want evidence. You're going to make a case, you're going to want evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
They didn't really have good evidence.
So if it gets banned, we'll just go back to quarterback sneaks.
Regular quarterback sneaks.
Yeah.
Which the Bills and Eagles will still be the two best teams at.
Yes.
So.
I think that's right.
They just don't get the help anymore.
Yeah. Is that... People will say they made it illegal so the Eagles couldn't do it, I guess, and they couldn't stop it, so they made it illegal, but, you know.
I think that the... if what would you say, on average... if quarterback sneaks remained the same volume as they were this year without the Tush Push, what percentage drop in efficiency would you expect to see?
Tom Brady was 58 for 59 when he did it. You know the difference? You know what we might start to see happen if the Tush Push is banned?
Turning around and handing the ball off again?
That might be a part of it. The other thing that might happen is instead of... Because what did the Tush Push ultimately do for offenses? It allowed them to scratch the itch of bring all the giant people in.
Sure.
Let's get the big dudes in there and smash them in the face and push from behind and get an extra push. Because before that, we would see quarterback sneaks or handoffs in the line, and some of us spent a decade yelling, why don't you just spread it out?
Mm-hmm.
Put five receivers out there. Make them cover them.
Yeah. Open up the middle of your field.
Have... you know, fewer people where the ball is and just fall forward with Jalen Hurts or Josh Allen. I feel like we might see a return to that kind of sneak. Because when Tom Brady was sneaking the ball, it was a lot of that. It was not always in bunch formation with a bunch of big dudes.
I just and part of the problem for me is it's banning a play that I know for sure two teams use regularly. Is there a third? Who's the other team other than the Eagles and Bills that you would say regularly deploy the tush push?
The other team. The third team that does it is...
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to think, who was it? We had stats this year on like what quarterback had 3 yards rushing in his career. Like, was it Goff? Was it Stafford? Somebody had not scrambled in 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Probably Goff.
It might have been Goff. He had not actually scrambled forward in a whole season or something. I forget who it was. Yeah, maybe. 803-0550. So owners' meetings. I wonder what time this news will come down. Josh, what time did the Olympics approval come down yesterday? Unanimous 32-0. Afternoon? Mid-afternoon?
It was like lunchtime, I think.
Okay. I wonder, you know, these two proposals on the seating and the tush push, maybe this afternoon.
I can't even find info. Like, I want to know if there's – this is literally two teams. A third team does not stand out to me as a third that has regularly used this play to success.
Yeah.
So – that's the my point in this is I'm thinking to myself, what could the possible domino effects be? You mentioned maybe teams will spread it out more. Maybe teams will start using the fullback play, which never works again. To me, I don't think it changes a lot. I don't think enough teams run it for it to make a dramatic difference. The other thing I was thinking of, would this make the league's increasing aggressiveness on fourth and short to go for it? No, I don't think it will. I don't think it's going to make the Bills punt it 5% more.
No, I think they'll run quarterback sneaks.
Again.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to make the Eagles punt the ball more.
Would McDermott say that the sneak without the push from behind is not a risky play? And would the competition committee say, or the health and player safety committee say that?
And the push is the only thing that's making that an unsafe play? For anything you might make an argument, it makes it more safe.
Yep. 803-0550. Dan in New Jersey.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, listen, I wanted to respond to the guy from earlier who said, you know, every team should play every other team in the conference once. And that, to me, just feels so sterile and kind of boring, honestly. You need divisions. You need to spice it up. Sometimes you're in a good one, sometimes you're in a bad one, and them's the bricks. That's sports.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think you should get a home game for winning your division. You should get one, and then reseed after that, right? So if you're the 2 seed and you know something happens at the top, you get to play the 7, whatever it is. So, yeah. But you need divisions. That's sports for me. So, anyways, I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dan. They could, you know, I don't think they're going to move divisions anytime soon unless there's another team coming in or two teams coming in.
Yeah.
Or 4 teams coming in over in Europe.
Great. But yeah, I agree. I mean, that's not changing.
You used to have a 5-team division. It's funny, like, sometimes when these leagues are imperfect or imbalanced, I mean, there were a couple of years the NHL had fewer teams in the West than in the East.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of years in baseball where they had 6 divisions. And one, like the NL Central, was a team short.
Yep.
So you have had imperfections kind of built in throughout. The question is, how much do these teams, these leagues, care about them? In this case, again,
enough to
vote on it. We'll see. Yeah. Again, it might not even be changed.
Yeah, I do. I find it very interesting, though, the dramatic shift in from the last time that this was talked about, which again was not long ago, it was before the draft. The tush push, and then there wasn't really a lot of talk about the Olympics that kind of came on, I think, pretty recently. But the tush push, it's a big shift for the league. Where it felt like Sean McDermott was the face of the opposition, now he looks like the face. You know, like, he went from being an outlier to being a part of the majority.
I guess so, if they got those final votes across. 803-0550. A couple in the chat say that Baltimore does it with Mark Andrews, and Green Bay does it with their tight end as well. Kraft, does he do it for them?
Okay. It's not the same.
Well, I mean, it's the same.
Using a different player, yeah.
Sure. It's a good way to protect your quarterback from any sort of stuff that's going on there. Anyway, NBA chatter coming up top of the hour.
Can't wait.
Steve Ashburner of NBA.com, senior writer, NBA.com. Jeremy and Joe, Nate's in, NFL owners meeting stuff. You think this is peak May content? Wait till I tell you I found an article about what stadiums are best equipped to survive a zombie apocalypse inside of. What NFL stadium are you most likely to survive inside of as your fortress in a zombie apocalypse? Think about it for a minute. We'll give you the answer when we get back.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.